Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy, can you name that tune in?
No, I can't name this tune at all. But I've been watching Connery. I can tell he knows all the words. He's got this thing.
Actually, I like it. This is one of the few rap songs that started on it.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear more of this. No. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's more funk than rap to me.
Yeah.
Yes. And Sandy, you like funk, huh?
I do like funk. I like funk.
The Meters.
Well, yeah. And Prince grew out of funk. I mean, Prince is sort of the next phase of funk.
I can't believe that I'm sitting here with Sandy Williams, and he's talking about funk.
And the Meters.
Yeah.
that shows a certain depth of funk.
Anyway, Sandy. Let's go to I want to where do I want to go, man?
Where do you go after funk?
So Sandy, we did a thing on Monday was a test run, a test trial that you had talked about doing, and I said I thought it was a good idea, and we did it, and we invited a group of guys to call in and talk about things, and it actually was our family table, right?
Well, the notion was, let's talk about the country as if the country's one big family, and you have to figure out who's in the family and who isn't. And
so let's do this. Let's bring some family members together again. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I need four family members. The first four family members that call will join the Earl and Sandy hour here at 540 AM WAUK. And we got some things we want to discuss. So 844-967-2789. Call in now, and we'll put together a group and have a discussion.
Well, what was interesting about the call when we got four people talking was that, because, one of the things is that when you've got a big family, if you've got people with various means and different needs, and some of the needs might be the result of the situation that parts of the family find themselves in, and that's the way our country is. We've got some people living in poverty and unable as a group, at least, to pull the group itself out of poverty. And so when we talk about that, some of the members of the family wanted to point their finger at those people as if maybe they aren't entitled to as much of what the family has in terms of the earnings and effort of the family, because those people aren't, those members of the family aren't doing what they should do to get themselves into the right situation. And so that has to do with, like, empathy. Like, can all of the members of the family try to understand what's going on with different parts of the family as to why they're in the situation they're in? Because with empathy, we'd have a much greater feeling that some of those members of the family are in a situation where it can't be done without help from the rest of the family.
And I would love to have a woman caller join the group. But, Sandy, while we're awaiting, those four callers, the immigrant situation, the fact that these governors on the border are shipping these people across the country and making promises that they're going to have jobs and houses. What is going on with us, man?
Well, it's one thing to have a debate about the level of control that we need at the border and whether or not we ought to have limitations and what those limitations ought to be with respect to the rate of immigration into the country. That's a straightforward kind of a discussion to be had. But to be playing with immigrants themselves, to be taking these human beings, loading them into airplanes, sending them off to places unknown to them, to places who don't even know they're receiving them, and letting them disembark into an environment where everyone is ill-prepared to deal with it, it's unbelievable. It's like turning human beings into pawns in a political game, and it almost is a metaphor for the extent to which our current politics have disregarded humanity and have turned everything into a political game.
So, if I'm hearing you right, there is no justification for shipping these people all over the country.
No, I mean, we have, for instance, with respect to refugees from Iran and refugees from Afghanistan and refugees from various countries, we've undertaken programs where various states have worked out and talked about and agreed upon taking, you know, we'll take 700 Afghanis
right.
into Wisconsin and we'll help them assimilate. Well, that's a far different thing. That's sort of dividing and conquering the problem on a voluntary basis by the various states. And so we've got, you know, we've got 40,000 Afghani immigrants. We figure out how to spread them around the country and make their assimilation into the country work the best. We've done that with immigrants for decades.
Yeah.
That's a far different story than just taking a bunch of immigrants, putting them on airplanes and sending them someplace that's not expecting them, not prepared to deal with them, and for which those people have no connection.
You know, Sandy, it you talked about Afghan immigrants. They would send the Afghan immigrants to the different parts of the country where other Afghanis who have been settled mm-hmm. will then step up and say, "We'll work and help make sure."
Yeah.
That these people are part of our family. We'll take care of them. We'll make sure that they're all right. That's a whole different story, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that has happened with immigrants from a lot of different countries where the prior, you know, the prior expats who are now Americans help them assimilate. We've got Jewish community services,
right.
a bunch of different social groups that help with that process. And so, you know, there's plenty of compassion at humanistic bases for doing something like spreading immigrants around the country. But it isn't finding and surreptitiously putting a bunch of immigrants on a plane and sending them to Martha's Vineyard.
Or to the vice president's home. They sent a bunch of them to the vice president's home.
Right. So and that's like turning each person into a political poster, and that's all they are.
You know, Sandy, it is not getting better. And don't get me wrong. Yeah, there are issues at the border. I don't think there's anybody who doesn't agree that there are issues at the border. But that certainly cannot be the answer to do that. And so now where do those people go? I mean, it's one thing, Sandy, for them to make it, to the border. It's another where, you know, at least they're in a warm climate. Those southern states are warm. But to send people from warm climates to the places where they've sent them, and many of them have never dealt with cold weather. They're not prepared to deal with any of those things, and somehow, you know, those people wind up at least around those border towns in the southern parts of the country, Sandy. They've got relatives and people they know, right? In many instances, people who come here know that they've got other relatives who live in America or who have come, and so they can at least assimilate there.
Well,
but Martha's Vineyard.
Well, it's interesting. In fact, Governor Newsom of California talked about how California was happy with immigration. You know, they knew that the California economy was thriving in many respects because of its access to many immigrants. And the fact is that the Texas economy has thrived for the very same reasons, and so has Florida's. In fact, Florida has a wave of very successful immigrants, the Cuban immigrants, who came in giant waves back in the day.
Oh, no question.
And they never talked about sending those people to the north, and landing them in Martha's Vineyard or someplace. This whole new anti-immigrant activity is something new to America, and is something that is being carried out from a political standpoint in a way that's contrary to the real interests of even the locales in which it's happening. Now, there's no question that assimilating a large number of immigrants is undoubtedly a difficult program, but it also has this beneficial side effect of creating a very big labor force that has caused the economies of Florida, Texas, and California to thrive.
You know, phone lines open again at 844-967-2789. You know, we need a couple more callers, and if we don't get them, we'll move on with the two that we have. And we'll come to you guys after the break, which is coming up any minute. You know, Sandy, we just get to a point where if a state like California, which is impacted by the same thing that Texas and Florida are impacted by, their border state, and they're dealing with it, right? And how can it be so horrific to Texas and Florida, but California, on the other hand, has saw a way to use it to their benefit?
Well, actually, Texas and Florida have used it to their benefit as well.
Oh, they it's just won't
that,
say it.
It's just that the politics of the thing have turned around to making immigrants a scapegoat argument that, and to point at it, and to try and color the notion that immigrants are a criminal sector, a bunch of gang. You know, the way it's been painted is so contrary to the fact of what the immigration has meant to the locales into which they're moving.
Sandy, we've got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is Fridays. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
It took too long to get this high off the ground. Don't run, just stay wild.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. We're awaiting two more callers in there. Here they come. They're coming right now. And we're going to have this fireside chat, Sandy? No, not fireside chat. Table discussion. Over the next hour or so on the Earl Ingram Show, and I think it's really important that we have this discussion. Okay, so we've got Tom from L.A., we've got CJ from Stoughton, we've got KJ from West Dallas, and it looks like we're going to have my good friend Roger Quindell. and Sandy Williams. Hey, good morning to you, gentlemen. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Earl.
Hang on. Good morning, CJ.
Good morning, Earl and Sandy.
Yeah, good morning, hey. KJ.
invited to the table, to the breakfast table.
Yeah, and
ask me that donut.
And Roger Quindell's is the last guy, so we'll bring him on. And so what we wanted to do, I wanted to begin with talking about the immigration issue. And so we'll start with CJ. CJ, Sandy and I were talking about the fact that they're sending these immigrants all over the country right now. And what's your thought?
Thank you for that, Earl, because I think that's a huge issue in this election. Secretary Mayorkas says the border is operationally secure. Anybody who's seen any pictures, you won't see it on CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, or CNN, but 7,000 a week for the last 2 years. And now you got New York.
At the border or crossing the border? At the border or crossing the border?
Well, that's the ones they've caught. But now you got New York mayor, Chicago mayor, sending people to the suburbs. And the mere fact is, the administration still says the border's secure. It's so incompetent of this administration to watch this. Now we got over 2.5 million so far that they know of. And who's going to pay for that? It's going to cost our education system.
Okay, CJ.
CJ, one thing about those people. How many of those 2.5 million are employed? I think probably a substantial number of them, right?
Not yet, they're not, Sandy. But the thing is, do you feel, Sandy, is that border secure?
I think the question I was getting at was you were talking about how much these immigrants were costing Americans, and I think that the fact is that the immigrant wave into America, legal or illegal, has created a huge employment pool, which has solved a huge labor problem. And in fact, some of the labor shortage today has been attributed to the shutdown and the number of immigrants who have been allowed into the employment workforce more recently.
So let's do this. Let's go to John from New Berlin. Good morning, John. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what? And thanks for joining the breakfast table.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Earl and Sandy. First of all, we've got a huge problem with labor in this country going back at least 5 years, probably longer. I think our birth rate's down to 1.75. We need at least 2.1% just to maintain what we have. There's no room for growth. And if you don't realize it, in this country, with some of our laws, gun laws particularly, we shoot workers every day. Give a point that in Oconomowoc 2 years ago, a 20-year employee killed two other workers who were 20-year employees and killed himself. You remember Miller Brewery, where another 20-year electrician did the same thing, et cetera. So we need people, right? When I look at that border, for one thing, I can show you an article from a National Geographic of a writer that rode the Mexican-American border on a motorcycle to come up with articles for a book. And right then and there, we've been allowing these people, these people have been coming across the border since 50 years ago. And during the Reagan administration, there was a law created at the behest of the unions that the employer would be the one that would be fined or jailed, not the undocumented worker. And so that's just some background. But my point is, if I was the mayor of New York and those immigrants were showing up, I would contact Governor Abbott or DeSantis and say, you know what, send me 75 restaurant workers, vet them down there. Send me 75 nannies. We need workers up here. And maybe that would turn the table on what they're trying to do. And then actually publicize that, yeah, look, we found 75 restaurant workers, and they're all working here in New York because we need them, et cetera, et cetera. And that's how maybe that would turn the tide on this discussion of all these people down there are so-called bad people. when there's a lot of trades down there we could use. There's probably mechanics down there. There's probably restaurant workers.
Hey, John, we've got to go to a break. KJ will come to you next. CJ, Roger and Tom. CJ, hang on. KJ, hang on. It's Fridays. That means Fridays with Sandy Williams. We're at the breakfast table. Is that what we're at, Sandy?
Yeah, well, now it's brunch.
Yeah. Right. We'll be right back. Hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. That's Fridays with Sandy Williams, and you're now at the breakfast table. Our guests are Tom from L.A., CJ from Stoughton, Roger from Milwaukee, and KJ from West Dallas. Let's go to KJ from West Dallas. KJ, what are your thoughts about immigration?
Well, first of all, I'd say I'm pro-immigration and am for allowing more immigrants to immigrate. But both people are right in this particular case. The border is not secure. There are too many people coming in illegally. And unfortunately, that creates a problem for the border states. They've decided to export this problem to sanctuary states, sanctuary cities. The people who come illegally should be immediately turned around and sent back to their country of origin. But if you are going to allow them to stay, which apparently this administration is going to do, then they should be immediately given a driver's license or an identification and be allowed to go out and seek work so they can provide for themselves and provide for their families. They should not become a burden to the public. And the best way to do that is to let them go into the workforce and use their skills and abilities to provide for themselves. So you have to do one or both. And unfortunately, they are being caught in the tug of war in a political game between the two parties, and it is making the problem worse as we move along.
Well, KJ, I think this is Sandy. I think you're probably right. I think there is a political tug of war for sure. These flights to Martha's Vineyard prove that they're sort of they're the rope in the tug of war instead of being part of a solution to it. And the inability of Congress to reach agreement over the last couple of decades, actually, on how to get their arms around the immigration issues and the process of assimilating immigrants is what's contributed to it. Paralysis in Congress, and it's bipartisan paralysis. So yeah, you know, I think that you've made an interesting point.
CJ,
there is a fundamental disagreement between the parties. The Republican Party has chosen to be anti-immigrant. They don't want more immigrants. They don't want them here illegally. And the Democratic Party is more open to immigration. It is a serious disagreement, and I think both are using the disagreement to not cooperate with each other because they think they can use the issue to gain political power, which, you know, is a bit razor thin margin, right, especially in the United States Senate.
KJ, yeah. Hold the thought. Let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger, how you doing, man?
Yeah, good. It's the dysfunction of our political system. I just two experiences in the last few days. I go to Pick and Save. Ever hear of that? It's a grocery store, big chain. I go in there. You know how many cashiers they had?
Two.
Virtually none.
Right.
They had one station, and all the rest is automated. because they can't find any people. They don't stock completely half the time.
That's correct.
They don't have any people. I went to a Walmart. Someone who has moved into the state had to go to Walmart for a bunch of stuff. And I said, Walmart, really? I go to Walmart. The wait was an hour and a half. And there were people getting five items, and they're having to wait for an hour and a half. We had two shopping bags full of junk. But we have a critical labor shortage in this country, and yet we act like we don't. So the reality is both parties need to sit down and figure out how to do it in a manner that makes sense. Without immigrants, what would Milwaukee look like? The entire South Side, you used to be able to buy a property down there for $5,000. You buy buildings on 16th Street, you know, that would cost $10,000 and now are worth $700,000 because people moved in, people have jobs, people make money, they spend money. We need all of this, but CJ's right, Danny's right. You have this paralysis, and why are they not doing anything? We're going to shrink as a population. We're down to 1.7. We used to be at 2.5. You need 2.1. to replace yourselves. We're not even coming close. Can you imagine the catastrophic conditions that are going to exist in another 20 year, 10 or 20 years if we keep on this pace? So the reality is we need to do it right, and we need to bring immigrants in. Every meatpacking plant in America would shut down without undocumented immigrants at that, because the employers love it because they pay less. So we're both saying the same thing, but don't be anti-immigrant. We need it. Everybody I know, somebody immigrated to be here, including my relatives. And it's ridiculous to say we should be anti-immigrant when they bring all kinds of energy. They're here. They're here for a reason.
Roger, hang on. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Thank you for waiting. You say what, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I want to know if CJ gets paid for... every time we get paid by conservatives for just talking points when he gets on the radio, because I think he does. Second, we don't have an illegal immigration problem in this country. We have an illegal employment problem in this country. That's what we have. We have people that are coming here. I don't know, when everyone keeps talking about the illegal immigrants, if they're talking about certain immigrants. Are they okay with the European immigrants coming in? Are they more concerned about the people that are down here in California that come in as immigrants? Because it sounds to me like that's probably what at least CJ and the MAGA Republicans are more concerned about, is the brown people coming into this country. I like I said, we don't have an illegal immigration problem in this country. We have an illegal employment problem in this country. And I liked Monday, where we all could talk kind of to each other, or you put us together. So I hope that you continue to do that.
Yeah, well, we will. We will. So go ahead, Sandy. You want to respond to any of those things?
No, I think that it's interesting, because I think KJ and Tom kind of came at this from the same standpoint, that what we need to do is deal with the immigrants in a manner that allows them to be assimilated into the workforce in a legal manner so that they don't get exploited. Because, you know, the problem with the illegal employment is that these people, being illegal aliens, are very vulnerable to being badly exploited, and that was the problem that was uncovered in the meat in many of the meat plants, the meat packing plants, and other places. So, you know, it is a complex issue. It requires Congress to basically become functional and to deal with it. But what is really dysfunctional is allowing a political process that paints immigrants as a bunch of bad hombres who are potentially criminals, and to get America whipped up into an anti-immigrant frenzy, which is self-defeating. As Roger said, we need immigrants for employment. We need immigrants to do all the things that, you know, currently we're finding out we have this frictional unemployment problem. We can't find people to do all sorts of jobs that need to get done. And part of that is the fact that we don't have a bunch of workers who are in the 25 to 40 40-year-old age range who are in a position flexibly to decide that they're going to move over and do the things that need doing.
You know, Roger was...
Wait, who is that, Tom?
Yeah, also, you know, these MAGA Republicans keep on talking about this border that is so weak and, first off, if we had an actual immigration policy where people could come into this country legally.
They say there is one.
We wouldn't have these problems with the border. And I don't know if CJ knows anything at all about the people that are coming from the southern border. But they will make your wall a joke. They will bury under your wall and come in through tunnels. So for these guys to keep on saying, oh, we need to, kill all the people, get out there with your AR-15s and just smack them all down as they're coming across the border. Is that what you guys want? Because I'll tell you what, your ancestors didn't have to go through that.
Hey Tom, let's go back to CJ from Stoughton.
Thanks, Earl. Well, I believe in legal immigration, first off. Illegal immigration. This is from Health Human Services. Says it costs $10,000 a year for every illegal. So we already have reached $20 billion just since Biden has taken office. Yes, we need employers. But the Democrat Party, if you want to get political, Tom, the Democrat Party, on day one, this administration stopped building the wall. The Trump administration and Make America Great Again is a problem for you. But I'm not worried about Trump. I'm worried about this president. Was down to 7,000 a month. You know what they're now? They're four times that. So how many terrorists have come across? You know what? They've already documented 75 that are on the terrorist watch list.
Out of how many? Out of how many people, CJ? You say 75. You say 5 million people have come across the border.
That's from Mayorkas, Homeland Security Administrator, who's failing, just like our vice president, the czar on this border, can't even go to the border to see it. The Democrats want a comprehensive bill or nothing.
Well, wait, CJ, let me just CJ. Let me just CJ. Let me just let me slow you down.
Just bring him down.
Sitting at the table here, CJ, let's instead of this sort of a discourse where we try to say who shot John, we have an immigration problem, and it does relate to the legal structure that we've created or failed to create with respect to immigration. You say you agree that you agree and would welcome legal immigrants. How do we solve and how do you recommend that the Senate and the House of Representatives get their arms around and change the law so that we can have the large number of legal immigrants, which we obviously need? Because when immigrants are legal and are able to be employed, they obviously contribute to our economy and are a benefit to the economy. You agree with that, don't you?
Yes, but okay. We've got
all right.
How many
well, then,
already?
Well, then
but how
instead
many
of
do it, we have?
No.
Bring him down.
Just stop. Just stop a minute. So let's not talk about who shot John or what the problem was. Let's talk about how we address the problem going forward in terms of getting using the political apparatus. You always want to talk about politics. How should we get our politicians to change the laws so that we can have the large number of immigrants we need for our workforce who can then come in legally?
Let's go to KJ. KJ?
Yeah. Well, the silly idea that we're going to solve the problem, I think, is something that is not in the near future. The only way you solve the problem or get politicians to work together is to vote in people who will actually work together to solve the problem. And both parties have voted in people who have extreme views, one being anti-immigration 100% or close to it, and the other one saying, open the borders and let anybody and everybody in. Let's be honest.
the country, this country would be overrun if you just let anybody who can get here to come here and get status. I'm not sure Mexico would have anybody left.
I think
the same thing is true on the other end. If you keep out everybody, then we're not going to be the great nation we have been, because we are filled with immigrants and their descendants. Marco Rubio himself is the son of an immigrant, and now he's a United States senator. I mean, let me give you some facts here so we can understand what their impact is. 20% of the businesses in this country are founded and started by immigrants. They employ tens of thousands of Americans across the country. Just one generation after coming here, immigrants make more than the average American. If you're going to let them in, you should give them employment status, legal status to be here, and permission to work, a work permit,
right,
immediately.
KJ, we got to go to a break. KJ, we've got to go to a break. Roger, you'll be up next. 844-967-2789. It's Friday with Sandy Williams. We're at the breakfast table. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to Al first, and then Roger will come to you. Hey, Al, how you doing? What do you say?
Good morning. I just want to know if people were talking about 75 terrorists coming across the border. What about all of the terrorists that live here already?
Hey, Al, are you on the speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, do it. Go to a regular phone.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, repeat what you said.
Talking
about 75 terrorists coming across the border. What about all the terrorists who are already here? We got thousands of them. They call them the Ku Klux Klan, the Proud Boys, and all of those other organizations. They have been terrorizing the United States ever since they've been here. Have a good morning.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Roger. Hey, Roger.
Hey. Let's get it straight. There's dozens of billionaires who are immigrants and created major companies that you all know, everyone knows about. So we like immigrants in some fashion. But the fact is, you need a functional system. Nobody disagrees with that. But when you get this blanket, we're not going to allow immigrants, we don't need any immigrants, and denying the reality of the workforce and what's happened to it and the shortages we have in so many areas of people, it's crazy. You know, it doesn't make any economic sense that we don't want. But do we need a system? Yes. And that requires both parties. And this whole thing about asylums, that's a very tiny thing, asylum for everybody. Most people want there to be a regulated system where they pay their taxes, they don't undermine the other companies who are paying better wages and stuff because they can get away with it because they're illegal. Nobody wants that. They don't want a workforce that some people have to work 24 hours straight because they're not documented. It's a ridiculous system, and we ought to work together. And the fact is, it takes two. But if you're adamant about it, you know, Donald Trump was adamant about it, yet he had 18 people working for him at Mar-a-Lago who were illegal, who were undocumented workers.
Well, I think...
So what the hell?
Yeah,
so it's fine as long as they don't get caught? Is that the standard?
Well, I think with the problem from the standpoint of having a discussion at the breakfast table or trying to get reason about this is that in the political discussion, people paint with such a broad brush. So, you know, we've got if you use the talking points from the politicians, the right talks about the immigrant problem in the border, and all they want to talk about is some very small percentage number of people who are on a watch list, whatever that means exactly to be on the watch list. I mean, it means that there's been some assessment that there's a higher risk with respect to those people. I don't know how long that, how big that watch list is. I suspect it's a very, very big number of people. But to try to emphasize that in a discussion of the immigrant problem from the South is to try and paint it with a brush that suggests that the immigrant flow from the South is filled with criminals and immigrants. And that was how it has been discussed in the past, to emphasize the gang members that have come in from the South, to emphasize the drug cartels that exist in the South.
The fentanyl, they're bringing in fentanyl.
And to suggest that the flow from the South is creating all of these huge problems, which suggests that we have to turn that faucet off altogether. I don't think that anybody wants that, and if it actually happened, it would be a dog catches car, and we'd by turning off that workforce that comes in from the South, we'd find out just how much inflation this country could have as the result of the shortage of workers. So, KJ, I congratulate KJ in terms of talking about this on a reasoned basis. There needs to be a reasonable outcome. I'm not sure that either side of either group body politic, I'm not sure that Republicans generally share a view that we ought to turn off all immigration. And I'm confident that on the left position is not that everyone who wants to come into the United States should be allowed in. I think the dispute has been, how do we deal with the people who attempt to come into this country and exceed the number that can be processed through the current legal channels?
Tom.
Well, I like I said, I, as far as immigration goes, I just think we have an illegal employment problem. And the question I'd like to ask at the breakfast table about my brother CJ here is, CJ, whose salary are you closer to? Are you closer to the billionaire's salary? Are you closer to the homeless person on the street? I'm just curious, because you really always seem to really push for the billionaire class. So either you're getting paid for them to call these radio shows, because there are conservatives that do get paid for it, or I just want to know which it is that you are closer to.
Let me just try to set up this breakfast table concept, and I'd like to avoid throwing eggs and muffins at one another, and have it be more about ideas and less about people. So if we avoid, I think, trying to figure out the motives behind it. Well, I understand that, and I understand that people come at this from different angles, and CJ has always called in with a particular political angle, but I think now if we're all calling in good faith to try and work this into a discussion based on issues, then let's let the issues and the answers talk for themselves without getting at the background.
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. But also, when someone's calling up every day talking about cash bail, we can't just talk about immigration, because apparently there are no solutions except for the politicians, and that's pretty much been exhausted. But as an example, I am a Christian. My impulse would be to be more conservative. It would be to be greedy. It would be to, hey, I made it on my own. I don't need anybody else. But you know what? My Christianity tells me that I'm supposed to help the poor. I'm supposed to actually welcome the immigrant. I'm actually supposed to clothe the people that don't have clothes. Get the people houses that don't have houses. That's what I don't understand. I'm talking about why people vote against their best interests. Mm-hmm. So as an example, immigration, you got immigration. Immigration is something that helps the country. Someone should watch the movie A Day Without a Mexican, because I'll tell you what, they'd find out that this country would come to a screeching halt.
Hey, Tom, we got to go to break. Hang on. KJ, CJ, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Come on, come on.